In closing, we've got some very interesting things coming up. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to do a successful Kickstarter campaign. And I've invited the leader of a Kickstarter that I participated in. It's a chef in the San Francisco area, lovely chef named Karen Diggs, who wanted to build a product called Crowdsource, K-R-A-U-T. And she does Crowdsource is a little... It's a little sort of tool to help you make fermented food. And one of the reasons I've never done that is if you look at sort of what you have to do in the equipment you need, it gets way too complicated. And every time I look at doing it, I said, no, you know, it's too complicated. I'm never really going to do it. Well, Karen came up with a way of doing it, which even someone like I can do. And it's relatively simple. And I went to her campaign and was so impressed. I said, you know, I've got to have one of those. Anyway, Karen started off with a target of, I think she and her partner were targeting $38,000, and they ended up raising $180,000. It was a huge success. It was so successful, in fact, that Kickstarter asked her to join them at the New York Maker Faire as one of five people chosen to represent the idea of how you do a successful Kickstarter campaign. So it's a perfect example of what a great thing, you know, can happen on crowdfunding when it works right. So Karen's going to join us, and we're going to be talking more about what are the ingredients of doing a successful crowdfund. And I think that could be very useful, because if you look at what's going on, it's quite exciting. And one of the, I think, the most positive things going around. Then, of course, October 23rd, John Rappaport's Spiritual Warfare, and then October 30th, I'll be discussing Gary Webb, Narco Dollars and You, and that will include a review of Kill the Messenger, the new movie out on Gary Webb's life, and then Shadow of Liberty, which is the documentary about how the media turned on him. And I'm banging the drum about media manipulation and trances. It's a perfect way to finish the month and celebrate Halloween. Anyway, so until next week with Karen Diggs and how to do a successful Kickstarter campaign, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.